It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with Andy Carbone, that guy, our Baseball Insider. And Andy, what's the latest with the Red Sox? And we have some managerial news and so on, but also Dustin Pedroia and the injury front. Where are we there?
Well, Dustin Pedroia is the big news that's come out in the last week or so, Bill. He underwent cartilage restoration surgery on his left knee last week. He's going to be out 7 months. He's going to miss at least the first 50 games of the 2018 season, so that's a big hit to the Red Sox on the field and in the lineup as the season gets underway. So it'll be interesting to see how the Red Sox fill that void. Of course, they say right now they're going to fill it in-house. You know, with the usual candidates they have, it could be Devin Marrero, it could be Brock Holt, and they do have some options with backup middle infielders. But 50 games is a lot, could be even longer. So we'll have to see how that all plays out.
Mm-hmm. The Red Sox manager, former Red Sox manager John Farrell, I guess, is interviewing for a job, so he appears to be somewhat of a commodity out there.
Well, I guess he is, Bill, but he did interview with the Phillies and as well as the Nationals, but in the last day or so, both the Phillies and Nationals have hired replacements for their managers, so it doesn't look like that John Farrell is going to be managing next season, because as of right now, there are no more openings to be seen, so we'll have to see if he takes a job maybe as a pitching coach somewhere, maybe just takes a year off. Red Sox will have to pay him for another year, of course, and maybe he'll resurface again next year as a potential manager, or if someone gets fired during the season, he could be someone that fills in halfway through a season type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Where else do you want to go, Andy, with this?
Well, we want to touch on a couple of the Red Sox notes. Craig Kimbrell was the winner of the Mariano Rivera American League Reliever of the Year Award over the weekend. Kimbrell now won the award in both leagues. He won the Trevor Hoffman National League Reliever of the Year Award while pitching for the Braves in 2014. Some more hardware potentially coming to Red Sox players as four members of the team are finalists for Gold Glove Awards: Mookie Betts, Chris Sale, Mitch Moreland, and Dustin Pedroia. And another note, Red Sox fans may be able to see games at Fenway at the same level as the players in the dugout. Boston Landmarks Commission given approval to a proposed below-field level seating next to both team dugouts as early as next year. About 25 seats will be added. The plan needs to still be approved by Major League Baseball. That'll be, you know, a different sight line definitely at Fenway Park, and we're sure those tickets will not be the cheapest ones in the building.
No. What will those seats look like, Andy? I've seen ballparks where they have people kind of just sitting right on the level of the field, but this would be below field level?
Well, I guess the way to kind of compare it right now from looking at some of the artist renderings I've seen, it's more or less, you look at the camera wells with a photographer's set, they're kind of below the level of the playing field. So it'd be something dug into the ground like that, and basically there'll be kind of like a bar stool seat is what they're saying, with like a like a counter in front of you. So basically your head level will be, you're right at the field level more or less. They say we'll be able to stand and not block people in the first few rows of the box seats. So it's definitely going to be like an underground type of deal, just with your head popped up to see the action. So definitely a different perspective, you'd definitely say, over at Fenway. I don't know if flooding could be an issue with the rains and whatnot coming up from the bottom of the Back Bay or something down the road. I don't know. But, you know, it should be an interesting vantage point, that's for sure.
Well, maybe they'll have life jackets there for the folks. You won't have to worry about foul balls, but it could be worse than that. Yeah. All right, let's run around Major League Baseball this past week. What are some of the highlights?
Well, we have some new managers out there. Of course, the early last week, the Mets hired former Indians pitching coach Mickey Callaway to be their new manager. Yankees announced they will not renew the contract of Joe Girardi. So this will be the first time since 1991 that the Red Sox and Yankees have new managers to start the season. A couple former Red Sox coaches found new jobs. Cubs hiring Chili Davis as the hitting coach, Brian Butterfield as a third base coach. The Indians have hired former Red Sox pitching coach Carl Willis to take that same position, and a couple other managerial improvements that have happened for a couple teams, hopefully on their end, in the last few days. The Nationals say they will hire former Cubs bench coach Dave Martinez to be their new manager, and former Red Sox outfielder Gabe Kapler will now be the new skipper of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Andy, the World Series.
The World Series has been extremely enjoyable. That's to put it lightly. It's been very entertaining. Games have been back and forth, close games. I mean, the game, for example, on Sunday night, Game 5, the 13-12 Astros win in 10 innings. That game was 5 hours, 17 minutes, and it was just back and forth like a heavyweight fight. One team would punch the other, and they come right back the next inning. They get back in Game 2. That was another extra inning wild one, a 7-6 win by the Astros out in L.A. With home runs left and right. There were 5 extra inning home runs in that game, most ever in a game in MLB history for extra innings. 8 home runs total in that game. That was the most ever in a World Series game. So it's been quite interesting, this whole World Series. And, of course, you missed it back in Game 2. That game began with one of the best pregame ceremonies probably ever witnessed before is Vin Scully came out to throw the first pitch, and he had a nice little ceremony that he did out there, bring out some former Dodgers players to assist him. So it's been a real enjoyable postseason with this World Series. Still going strong, of course. We're back to L.A. for Game 6 tonight. We'll see how it all plays out.
Yeah, Fernando Valenzuela was there for Vin Scully, I remember.
He came in as a relief pitcher to throw to Steve Yeager, and brought the house down, that's for sure.
Andy, anything else you want to share with us?
Well, again, it'll be interesting to see how Game 6 and hopefully Game 7. You know me, I always want to see as many games as possible, so a game November 1st I'll be very happy with. So we'll see who's going to be crowned next time we talk as the World Series champion. And then, you know, once the World Series ends, teams can start making some moves. So the question will be, how soon do the Red Sox start trying to make some trades, sign some free agents? And the other thing we have to watch out for is Alex Cora. He's going to be naming his coaching staff soon enough, I would think. So it'll be interesting to see who he adds to be his pitching coach, hitting coach, et cetera. We'll see how it all plays out.
Maybe he'll pull some folks from the Astros. We'll see. All right, Andy, great talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds great, Bill.
Andy Carboni, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.